So we seek out to send up a VOA in the valley.
Siyahlangana kwezekuseni mthwakazi ngolwesine mhla ka 30 kumpalakazi 2021 igama ngontungameli Nkomo ezihamba phambili kubhubhe abantu abangamatshumi phose amathathu nge-COVID-19 izolo. Ibandla lezanu-PF lithi liphakathi kokuphenya imbiko yokuthi kube lodlakela kukhetho lwalo lokudinga inkokheli yezabelo. Iqembu le-Highlanders liwisa izimathonsi phezu kokubhubha komkhokheli walo umnumzana Ndumiso Gumede. Zonke lezindaba lezinye ziyalandela. Kubhubhe abantu abangamatshumi phose amathathu 27 nge-COVID-19 eZimbabwe izolo. Kutholakale njalo abedlula inkulungwane ezimbili 2107 belo mkhuhlane lo. Lokhu kukhweze inani lasebebhubhile laya ku 4967 kuthi abaphethwe yilo mkhuhlane sikhuluma nje sebengu 30772. Abahlatshwe ijekiseni yakuqala izolo bangu 5366 kuthi abahlatshwe esibili bangu 6586. Abahlatshwe esithathu bangu 653. Ibandla lezanu-PF lithi liphakathi kokuphenya imbiko yokuthi kube lodlakela kukhetho lwalo lokudinga inkokheli yezabelo. Isiphathamandla saleli bandla umnumzana Mike Bima utshele iHerald ukuthi baphenya njalo imbiko yokuthi bakhona abahluthune amaphepha okuvotela eHarare babaleka lawo. Uthe abazafunyanwa belecala bazajeziswa. Obona ngokwethulwa kwembiko kuzana uPF umnumzana Tafadzwa Mugwadi utshelele umsakazo ukuthi impumela yalolukhetho iza kwethulwa namuhla. Kodwa abanye abanqobileyo bakhanya sebesaziwa. Nanku inkundla yeZim Life ibika ukuba umphathintambo wendaba zasekhaya umnumzana kaZembe kaZembe nguye onqobe kusikhundla sikamgcinisihlalo eMashonaland Central okuyisikhundla abevele esiphethe. Lenguqu eleHighlanders lithi liwisa izimathonsi ngokubhubha komkhokheli walo umnumzana Ndumiso Gumede. UGumede ubhubhele esibhedlela sempilo izolo eseleminyaka yokuzalwa edlula amatshumi ayisikhombisa 76. Isiphathamandla saleli bandla umnumzana Jimmy Solumba Ncube uthi balahlekelwe insika yeqembu edlale indima ebanzi ekulithuthukiseni. Iqembu le-Highlanders lenzele uGumede idili ngeviki edluleyo limbonga ngemisebenzi yakhe. Sixoxelo ake wadlalela leli qembu umnumzana Marvin Ntini.
Ukudlula kababa uGumede into esidanise kakhulu, especially thina abantwana be-Highlander. UGumede bekungumuntu ebesikhangelela ukuthi nxa ule godfather ukwazi ukuthi nxa kunama-problems amakhulu uGumede ebaveza kuzwa yibo abantu abazabe sizasincedisa ukuba basitshele ukuthi hayi hambani ngale ndlela ngoba le ndlela sesayibona ezaliphumelisisa yileyi, thathani le ndlela indlela abayibo abasitshengisa indlela elungile so ubaba ugumede ngikhumbula mina usikhuluma ngaye ngisakhula kwaIslander sasikwazi ukuthi even sisiya kwecamp lapha ni eluveve egwabalanda lapha ilobhe ngula west duze lapha endlini yane eyathengwa ubaba ugumede sasikwazi yathengwa ubaba ugumede ile administration yakhe esese kwaIslander and sikwazi ukuthi ama office ubaba ugumede waba nesandla sokuthenga into ezinjalo so sikwazi ukuthi umuntu onjalo wabuilda ilegacy kwaIslander esingeke siyitshintshe and bengimazi mina besikhuluma sonke isikhathi nje singahlangana sike sixoxaxoxe ebengisazi labantu bakhe uwindoda ebesivele siqakathekisa kakhulu isithembile ukuthi sasinika i-guidance and stuff like that so ukutshona kwakhe kuzaletha i-big void especially kuma-administrators afuna ukuncedisa iqembu kumbe even i-soccer is a hole eZimbabwe i-football eZimbabwe kuzaletha sibili a big hole ukuthi izahlulwa ngomunye umuntu it's very hard ukuthi luze abantu abanjengababa uGumede abakwaziyo uku-administrator umdlalo webhora ngendlela ayi-administrator ngayo
Ungathi kuyini akwenzela iqembu leHighlanders ubaba uGumede ozamkhumbula ngakho
Ubaba uGumede into azenzela iHighlander lokhe wasuka esikhundleni ngaleso sikhathi akula munye umuntu osowake wakwenza lokho ngingazi ukuba baza kwenza kusiya phambili kodwa singathi yananzelwe uGumede nguye owaye ebambe intambo kuze kuthengwe iClubhouse iHighlander laseLuveve nguye njalo owakhokhela iadministration ukuthi kuthengwe amahofisi lana asetown wabuya leClubhouse so ubaba uGumede into azenzela iHighlander even manje ifoundation ayileyayo akulokhe I'm pretty sure amaHighlander amaplaya lokhu siyakhempa khona panel uveve alokhu siya emaofisini angaphase town iClubhouse ikhona into zonke ezenziwa kwini yimcabango kapha boGumede so ifoundation ayitshelile akula munye umuntu ongathi ukuthi kulo muntu sokwenza ngcono kulo baba uGumede angikhona ngoba into ayenzayo abafana kakukhempa emahoteli nakulani kuhanjwa khona panel uveve kusiyakhempa khona panel kuseva imali eningi up to today generation yanamuhla sikhuluma I don't even know 20 years ngemva kwesikhathi impahla le ama properties akhona kuthengwa ngayo alokhe ekhuluma ngento eyimisebenzi eyenziwa nguGumede so into ayenzayo it's indelible akula muntu sokwakwenza so silahlekelwe kakhulu ngoba way ahead of his time ngemicabango ayenayo ukuthi kuinvestwa kuproperty kuinvestwa ezintweni njengokuthenga iproperty not ukuthi imali iphonge ukudlaliswa lapha lalaphaya silokhe sinje nje namuhla ungathi wakwaHighlander kuyoka kuma properties athengwa ngubani ngubaba uGumede so that's a legacy ongola muntu ongakwanisa ukuthi ayimatch up to today
umnumzana Malvin Ntini wake wadlalela iqembu leHighlanders sixoxela eSemelika lanxa uhulumende esithi ubona inkazimulo kundaba zomnotho ngomnyaka ozayo ezinye incwethi zithi kubufilibana umphathi ntambo obona ngokwethulwa kwembiko unkosikazi Monica Motswangwa usanda kwethula amazwi awukuthi umnotho uzathuthuka kanti njalo uthi labatshali bezimali sebesiza eZimbabwe ngobunengi kodwa ingcwethi kwezenotho umnumzana Reggie Shoko uthi kulobunzima phambili
ubona umnyaka obuya songenalo umnyaka othembisa ikakhulu esikhangele kwezomnotho ngenxa yokubana umnyaka lo osihlulekiwe sibele phambarest izulu lingana kuhle i-agriculture ingasukumisa ezomnotho ezokwemba lazo zikhaya zithembisa ngendlela i-output egold ebuya ngayo kodwa into eyinkinga loba ezayenza umnyaka owenzima yikubana ngumnyaka obuya ngemva kokuya owe ngemva komnyaka okuya kuma-elections okuza kutsho ukubana uhulumende loba wonke ama-political players ama-economic players will suffer kuma-consequences ukubana ama-decision wonke abesenzwa based on trying to impress or based on trying to fulfill or plan around the election promise okuzabona ukuthi i-politics izabele more reason than economics so uzabona in terms of expenditure government will increase expenditure beyond what they have budgeted for trying to fulfill or plan around elections normally lizwe lethu liba nama challenges ama economically towards election or umyaka ma election ngoba we more concentrated kakhulu kwezompolitiko kusichiye zo economic sacrifice. So 2022 won't be different from what we saw in 2012, what we saw in 2017, just a year before elections. Some unreasonable economic decisions being made to fulfill a political agenda. So nzakubona abantu kuza kuba nzima kwezomikonomi uyakozayo.
Kuyini okungenziwa okungathuthukiswa umnotho njalo kususe uzulu ebunzimeni aphakathi kwabo?
Nasikhathi zomnotho weZimbabwe esingathi indlovu phakathi kwendlu indaba ye-currency stability. Ongakunanzelela ukuthi i-fluctuation e-currency yethu idonsa inflation eningi, ikakhulu sukela kusikelela kwe-foreign currency ku-formal economy yonitholakala umkampo omnyama, wenza kubana ama-price wona ngokwabo abe best emkampo kuma-rates emkampo nomnyama. Okukho kwenza izinto zikhwele zingafinyelelwa ngabantu abaningi, kakhulu abahola nge-RTGS, which is the local currency. So uhulumende kufuza find a long lasting solution kwindaba ye foreign currency exchange in terms of exchange rate, njalo azame kwenza environment ibe ya leader kusituation yokuthi siyafikwa equilibrium loba kulinganayo kwindaba enze foreign currency efunakala kwi-economy le foreign currency esiyabe siyithola, ngoba nganazelela kathesi foreign currency siyitholayo ayenelisi ukuyenza kuba ne-economy yephambili, ikakhulu i-foreign currency etholakala ku-formal market. So into efuze engani yalungiswa kwi-economy yeZimbabwe kathesi indaba ye-foreign currency. Ungakhangela kwezinye izinto, i-productivity has been increasing across industries, and the challenge has always been how do we manage our foreign currency. Umyaka ozayo sifuna ukuthi sibe ne-problem yokuthi siyabe sikhala nge-currency njengelizwe, kufuze sibe singathi siyathola i-solution. Ngasokukude sokuyisikhathi esithe lokho esithwele nzima ngale nto kuthiwa i-foreign currency.
Umnumzana Reggie Shoko yingcwethi kwezenotho. Selikubonile na ukusemaphephandabeni. INewsday ithi iZimbabwe Electoral Commission ibhalise abantu abazavota okwakuqala abazinkulungwane ezimbili 2000 kuphela lonyaka. iZimlife ithi amapolisa ethule amabizo abasolwa ababikwa bedubule babulala usana olulenyanga ezilitshumi ngesikhathi bentshontsha emacheke ngolwesibili. Abasolwa laba nguGift Nema, uTrust Sakabengwa, Clemens Moterengwende kanye labathathu abomndeni munye uBrian Machipisa, Pearson Machipisa, loPanganai Machipisa. Ikroniko ithi amapolisa kobulawayo azabopha bonke abazatholakala behamba-hamba esitaladeni phakathi kuka-9 o'clock ntambama lo-6 o'clock ekuseni ngosuku olwandulela umnyaka omutsha. Isikhathi sembiko yenu.
Ngiyalibulisa abalaleli baka Studio 7 nonke emagombini amana omhlaba. Ukhuluma ngu-Allen Yati. Sizalane zonke zikamthakazi. Hayi, kubuhlungu ngale ndoda abade ngogawulo, isikorobho sezano, isikorobho phansi sezano abasisebenzisayo, bazathi ma beqede ngaso besilahle sesitawunile. Angazi ukuthi uzalwaphi lo muntu. Ya, ubaba okhulumile ethi ukhuphula ama-BP abantu, ulethela abantu umkhuhlane ezinhliziyweni lugawulo wakhona lo. Ngizongena edabeni lwezinkomo zizalwane zaseZimbabwe. Uhulumeni ake akawehlulekile ukubana udaba lwezinkomo aluxazulule ukuthi amasela ethweni. Ake enikeze abantu ngesigaba ngesigaba bezinduna bebona ukuthi ngamasela la bengayenzi njani ngoba isela malihlupha esigabeni kunikezwa abantu amandla bezinduna esuswe lomuntu ecotshwe ecotshwe empela esigabeni ma ukuthi umotsha egwanda bemnikeze nje ugwalo lokuthi igwanda yonke kawufunakala aphuma phele ayodinga indawo yena lapha azikhona njalo kubhala ukuthi lisela lezinkomo lomuntu lo kasisamfuni lapha isela lezinkomo kanye lengane zakhe ehambe nje nengane zakhe mpela aphume phele.
Salibonani, salibonani bantu baka Studio 7 la kanye labalaleli. Ingathandi kodwa ukungenela kweze politics kodwa ya kulesi sikhathi sizangena endlela zokuthi MRP sikhona. Into enziwa izana ayikho right bafo wethu. La kanye labalaleli labo mama bethu bonke nje labo sisi labo bhuti labo khula labo gogo abalapha. Izani yarobha abantu abakhulileyo ugogo silibarobha ngomumbo obolileyo. Ithoni barobha every day isikhathi sonke ukuthi bavotele izani barobha umumbo obolileyo. Izani ufuze yona ngokwamela iphume. Kuzokuze lokho kuthiwa ukuchamisa lokho MDC lokho. Abantu bakithi abekele ukulandelana MDC abayekele MRP sikhona. Abazama ukulandela iqembu lakibo bechiya iqembu langale ngaphandle. Kanti abantu bakithi indaba bewumsamakhanda abazama ukuba bethakathi. Taka befunde abantu bakithi ha.
Salibonani basakazi ku Studio 7 ne cabinet yonke esethulela enisethulela uhlelo olumnandi kangaka olwelimi lesiNdebele ngokwenzeka eZimbabwe. Lonokhulumayo ngumzingeli Ncube ngiphuma esigabeni sakuChichi Nduna kodwa kwamanje ngilana eSouth Africa. Basakazi bami bengithanda ukuthi ningidlulisele nanku umlayeza uma ngabe uzotholakala ngoba miningi imilayeza enisidlulisela yona kodwa nginethemba lokuthi ngelinye lamalanga nawo uzodlula umlayeza. Ngabantu bezano kanti laba bantu ababoni ngani ukuthi izano yabo le ayinanqubekela phambili why kanti bengavoteli iparty eyiyona ebonisa ukuthi ifuna ukukhulula isizwe kunalokho okwenziwa izani donsela abantu egodini abantu kube balokho bayilandela bayidonsela abantu egodini bayivotela. 41 years akuna lutho olwenziwe izano eZimbabwe akuna lutho izindlela zifile abantu kabasebenzi. Please siyacela especially kuye u-president weZimbabwe lo mlayezo uma ungafika kuye bengicela ukuthi ayenze ubungcono bakhe thina singamaNdebele kahle kahle vele asisayifuni iZimbabwe kahle kahle iZimbabwe asisayifuni sifuna ukuzimela ngani ngoba vele ihulumeni yeZanu PF ayisenzeli lutho thina sifuna ukuzimela yiyo nje into enkulu esiyifunayo.
Salubonani basakazi we-Studio 7. Zinethemba ukuthi lonke liyephephile emkhuhlaneni lokhona. Mina ngubhanda moyo Plumtree kulilima West. Mina ngendlela engibona iZimbabwe ukuthi ma sesithi sifuna iZimbabwe ekhululekileyo kufanele sibeke laphana kuzeke imithetho elaphana esetshenziswayo iye kuleli lizwe for 40 years. Ngaphandle silungise ngakijima yonke into esikhulume nge-devolution ekhulunywa ngomlomo iphelele emlonyeni sikhulume ngamavoti sikhulume ngokuriga ma singazange sifike laphana kuzeki kulungise indaba yokuthi kuvota njani kwenzakalani laphana kuzeki ayikho into esizayitshintsha la kuyohlala kunjalo kuyahlala kuyibhasile naleyo lo windi wakhe so hayi ngabeka amaningi nangubhanda ekulilima West kwamagwama village nyama Eric.
Salibonani wasakazi nabalaleli be-Studio 7. Ngifela iqinisa lo okhulumayo waselipane ejabhiwa kumangise Johannesburg. Kunendaba ebuhlungu eyenzakala eZimbabwe indaba yokuthi amasosha asekangenela abantu ezindlini ebathathela imali bathathela nokudla. Okuyiqinisa ukuthi impela kuze kwenzeke kanjalo ukuthi amasosha ayenze leyo nto. Isimo selizwe asimanga kahle kungayisinto eright into abayenzayo kodwa kunendaba zegovernment yethu okuyiyo ephuqa ukuthi amasotsha bezibengene endlini bethathele abantu bebamba abantu inkunzi ngendaba yani yephango. Iphango ngathi selidlela amandla emasotsheni. Kodwa ke bantu bakithi ma ngabe kuwukuthi amasotsha sekaqala ukubamba inkunzi abantu, kusho ukuthi kubonakala ngathi leyo government ilivikele yini ilizwe ma ngabe kunjalo, noma ilizwe nje selithathe lenziwa nje kwaba semphuzu edlemini.
Ngicela ngiyabingelela kakhulu kubasakazi be-Studio 7. Abasakazi bethu sisiphathele umsebenzi wethu kuhle kakhulu. Kulokhu lasisebenzela ku-Studio 7 sibonane into zihamba kahle. Okwami kakhulu ngokubingelela abantu bakithi eGwanda lapha, kakhulu ngokubingelela abantu bakithi eSinukani. Sinukani kakhulu ngiyengicakathisa kakhulu isikhathi esiningi ngikhuluma ngeSinukani ngiyayithanda. Yiko engikhulele khona. Kuse-Alisuthu seGwanda, mina nginguTimothy Mhlanga. Mbonga kakhulu abantu bakithi balime kakhulu, balime kakhulu sibili okutshengisela ukuthi khona hayi inxane enganezulu sileguthibhusileguthisingaba le-good harvest. Njalo ngakhohlwa ukubingelela bonke abakhokheli bethu abanjengabosebhuku bethu babundlovu, usikhokhelele babandlovu, sithanda ukuthi ubone usikhokhelele vele siyakuthanda kakhulu. Ngibingelela umlisa wethu ubaba uRantas ngale ngiyambingelela naye kakhulu ukuthi hhayi umsebenzi awusebenza uhamba kuhle sibili kumali sayo. Umbingelele bonke amanebhawudu oshikomiti amanebhawudu wonke akithi angane ayinqabele ukusela phakathi kwesigaba ukuthi bamsebenzi wabuye phambili phambi nomsebenzi banebhawudu. Ya, ngiyabonga. Izulu kaline pula hayini.
Studio 7 ngiyalibingelela bangani lezihlobo ngezindawo ngezindawo ngamadolobho ngamadolobho. Ngiyalibingelela lonke bakithi ngithi Merry Christmas kini lonke basakazi bethu kanye labalaleli bakaStudio 7. Ngingakhohlwa udadewethu bathabile masuku. Linjani izihlobo bakithi, ikhisimisi nansi sesiyibonile. Lanxa kunzima nje ekhaya kungadliwa lutho, kodwa ke hayi uNkulunkulu khona uzasikhulula ngelinye ilanga. Hayi bendibingelela bakithi, ngiyabonga. Yimi uzikode ngiseBotswana. Amen.
Kungabalaleli be-Studio 7 abasithumele imbiko yabo nge-WhatsApp. Lawe mlaleli uyenelisa ukusithumela owakho umbiko kunombolo esithi 001-202-465-0318. Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe. I-AFP ithi abantu ekade behlome ngemibhobho bangene ngodlakela kuzakhiwo zenhlanganiso ye-World Food Program kweleSudan, bantshontsha ukudla okungena kunkulungwane zamathani phose ezimbili, 1900 metric tons. I-Voice of America ithi kulokungahlaliseki ezwekazi le-Afrika ngenani eliphansi labantu asebehlatshwe ijekiseni ye-COVID-19. Singene kudaba lwemelika. Owesifazana odabuka kweleBhilithane unkosazana Gillian Maxwell ufunyanwe yinkantolo izolo elamacala amahlanu okuphathisa inkisela yaseMelika ake wathandana layo uJeffrey Epstein ukuya emacansini lamantombazana aleminyaka ephansi. UMaxwell ubesetheswa amacala ayisithupha, kodwa idale limgezile kwelinye lalawa macala. Ingcwethi kwezemithetho zithi ubhekane lesigwebo eside eMelika. UEpstein yena uzibophele wafela ejele ngo-2019. Kusenjalo ama-Democrats lama-Republicans athi owake waba ngusenetha weNevada umnumzana Harry Reid uchiye imbali ejulileyo ngendima ayidlalayo okweminyaka engamachumi amathathu elilunga lephalamende. uRiti uphuphe ngolwesibili eseleminyaka yokuzalwa engamachumi ayisishiyangalombili lambili 82. uRiti wabamba iqhaza elikhulu ekupasiseni imithetho egoqela owezempilakahle ngesikhathi sikamongameli Barack Obama we-Affordable Care Act. Yena uObama ngokwakhe uthe ngabe kungayisuye Riti ngabe mhlawumbe kazange abe ngumongameli. Abanye abamtshayele ihlombe bagoqela ophethe isikhundla ake waba kuso esokukhokhela amademokrasi kudale lesenethi umnumzana Chuck Schumer kanye lelunga lama-Republicans umnumzana Mitch McConnell. Sixoxele ocubungula izombusazwe umnumzana Dan Moyo.
USenator Harry Reid ube ngumuntu oqakathekileyo kakhulu kubandla lamademokrasi. Ngumuntu waqala ipolitiki zakhe kudala kuma-70s wakhuphuka waze wafika waba ngu-lieutenant governor weNevada at a very young age le-30 and waba i-democratic leader a year before Obama esiba ngu-president. So ngumuntu oqakatheke kakhulu kuma-democracy ngoba wayeyi-senate leader, ngumuntu wabona seyabona iphumelela ukuphasa i-agenda yama-democracy entweni eziningi ezihlukeneyo ngoba siyazi ngesikhathi Obama engena ziningi izinto ezazenzakala. Yena wasebenzisana kahle loNancy Pelosi ukuthi baguide i-Democratic Party ukuthi bakwazi ukudlulisa imithetho eminingi esiyibonayo namanje. So uHarry Reid mina ngimbona eyi-hero e-America, engumuntu ohloniphekayo kakhulu, engumuntu owelesikhundla esiphezulu ku-Democratic Party njengo-Senate leader.
Ungathi kuyini kahle kahle okumqoka akwenzayo azakhunjulwa ngakho lokhu esingathi ligasi yakhe aseyitshile kulumhlaba ubaba uHarry Reid?
Enkulu kakhulu imbali yakhe engibona uHarry Reid ezokhunjulwa ngayo yikusebenza akwenzayo ukuthi umthetho esingathi obizwa i-Obamacare eyona esiza abantu abaningi ukuthi babe le-health care e-America. Sabona epusha uSenator Reid ukuthi athole i-majority 60 votes ku-Senate ukuthi iphase ibhili leyana e-Obamacare. Ngingathi ngizwa one of the most important things abantu abazomkhumbula ngayo uHarry Reid i-Obamacare, njalo futhi lokusebenzisana lo Obama kakhulu closely ngesikhathi se-recession leyana esayibona ngo-2009-2010 lapho abaphasa khona ibhili engange 800 billion mangikhumbula kahle eyokunceda i-stimulus esanceda esasiza amakhampani ezimoto namanye amakhampani ayebhekane lodubo olukhulu kakhulu khonzelwa yi-recession esayibonayo. So kimi ngibona eyi-hero enkulu kakhulu especially nge-era ka-Obama even though wasebenza labanye, but ngoba ngesikhathi sika-Obama nguye owayeseyi-leader ye-Senate, ngibona kuyiyo imbali enkulu kakhulu azokwaziwa ngayo ukuthi umuntu wasebenzisana kuhle lo-Obama badlulisa imithetho eminingi esiyibonayo namanje ilokhu isamile. Singathi futhi okunye engakuqakathekisa ukuthi nguye owasebenzisa abathi i-nuclear option ku-Senate le yokuthi i-simple majority ibe yiyona ekwanisa ukudlulisa imithetho ngoba ama-Republican njalo njalo sibona vele ehlale efuna ukublocker ama-initiative ama-Democrat.
Umnumzana Dan Moyo uhlaziya izombusazwe njalo usekela ibandla lama-Democrats. Sizibhethe nabezihamba phambili. Kubhubhe abangamachumi phose amathathu 27 nge-COVID-19 izolo. Izanu PF ithi iphakathi kokuphenya impiko yokuthi kube lohlakela kukhetho lwayo lokudinga inkokheli yezabelo. Iqembu leHighlanders liwisa izimathonsi phezu kokubhubha komholi walo umnumzana Ndumiso Gumede. Kwanele Mthwakazi likhumbule zikhona ezakusihlwa ngo-7:30. Asibeni sonke kwezekuseni njalo kusasa ngo-6:30. Kimi uNtungamile Nkomo.